Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty much the Bible, and there are some other books out there that I am beginning to listen to and I have not read about, but there are some things in there that I did not know, and I'm just shocked. I knew about the Catholic Church, but I heard, and I should not tell you what I heard. Read the Bible for yourself. Now, turn with me, if you will. I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 12. And this I have read to you before, and you may not remember it because I do not remember it. But nonetheless, it's important. I think that you should hear it today. Again, that's Isaiah. It's spelled I-S-A-I-A-H, chapter 12, and I'll read the first three or four verses. And in that day, thou shalt say, well, you shall say, oh, Lord, I will praise thee. I will praise you. Though you was hungry, though you were angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and you comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and be not afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day you shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. I have read to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, or 1 through 4. I want you to read over it for yourself and be glad in it, as I am. I want you to turn your Bibles to where I left off Friday, and I will start reading there. But I should introduce myself. Also, I want you all to remember that our next celebration day is on September the 30th this year, and that's the Feast of Trumpets, and it's called Rosh Hashanah. And this marks the rejoicing and the blowing of the trumpets. They call the trumpet a shofar. But I want you to remember that day. That is our celebration day. And if you will, find a church that celebrates the blowing of the trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah, or it's a feast day of our Father. It's the Feast of Trumpets. And I don't want to get confused with the next day. The next anniversary date is the Day of Atonement. That's on October the 9th. So I want you to remember these 2 days that are coming up. They're celebration days. The last 4 days that we need to remember is the Feast of Trumpets. That's on September the 30th, and the Day of Atonement is on October the 9th. The Feast of Tabernacles, that's October the 14th through the 20th, and the last great day is October the 21. So I will talk about those days a little bit more if I can remember to speak to you, sheep, about those. Those are important days. The man-made days are no good for you. You save yourself some money, like Christmas, Easter, and all that stuff. You don't have to pay a penny for following God's days. But if you observe man-made days, then you will be out of money that you probably do not have. Let me just go on and introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you sheep to know that you are to do as our Father said. You read the Bible to show yourself approved. And sheep, you know that. You're supposed to read the Bible to show yourself approved. I am not going to keep telling you that you are to do this. You know, in Hosea 4:6, it tells you, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There are other Bible books out here that we should read. And I have been listening to this minister or this person speaking about the different Bibles and what is in them. And once I finish reading this entire Bible to you all, if my Father allows me to live, I am going to go and purchase those other books of the Bible that you should know, so you will know just as much as I know. And I hope that if our Father tests us, I will remember those things that he has allowed me to read unto you. Remember Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, saying you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forget your children. You don't want to do that. Remember, you are to save your own souls. Your pastor cannot. He needs to make sure he saves his own soul or she. But remember, I want to read the Ten Commandments, and there are two other commandments too. But I forget where they are right now. But I want you all to read Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus chapter 20. I think it's verses 3 through 17. And I know for surety many of you are not keeping the fourth commandment where it tells you to remember to keep. Oh, Lord, I'm forgetting exactly what it is. I'm going to tell you what I remember. It says, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy. And you are not doing that. Many of you are not doing that. But some of you are beginning to do that. I'm so proud of you. And then the Sabbath day starts on the observance of the Sabbath day starts on Friday evening. And it ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you keep have your three P's ready and handy. They are your pen, paper, and notebook. Also, there are technological gadgets these days that you should have, so you can keep note as to what it is that I am saying to you. Also, I want you to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that's pretty much all that I will say about that. Now I will ask you to turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 6 and verse 18. That's where I left off this past Friday. Of course, you should know, or I'm going to ask you to know, that my program comes on a Tuesday as well as on Fridays. Tuesday, I am on at 11 a.m. until 11:45, and then Friday, I am on from Friday evening, and that's the start of the Sabbath until 5:45 Fridays. That's when you can catch the Feed My Sheep show. I usually am on. My father has blessed me for a while now, and hopefully I'm getting better at doing what he has told me to do. And it is because I found out that there are other Bibles that the oppressor, our oppressor, has not allowed us to have. He has allowed us to have this Bible, but the other books of the Bible that I'm finding out, he has not allowed us to have them. Well, maybe he has. I don't know when he started allowing us to have those, but there are some interesting things in there that the other prophets have written, and I need to know what those things are, and I want to share those things, and knowing what those other prophets have written for our Lord God. Also, I want your sheep to read Isaiah chapter 13. I want you to read all of it so you will know what will happen to you if you're not obedient and not following my father's words. Also, I want you to read Ezra chapter in the Bible, Old Testament. It's spelled Ezra, verses 9 and 2, where it tells you that we are the chosen seed, and we don't even know it. Those people that are telling us, though, they are oppressors. They are our oppressors. They have enslaved us. We understand the Bible a little better than what they do. That's just my opinion. I sometimes listen to one or two of them, but nonetheless, you read the Bible for yourself. They can't save you. Only you can save you, and you need to follow the Ten Commandments and do what he tells you. I was so shocked when I had the dream about feeding my sheep. I was really shocked because I thought that Jesus was right. And come to find out, one of my teachers had told me when I was in college years ago that Jesus was a black man or a man of color. But I told a few people, but they didn't really understand, just like I did not. But now I take it to heart. If someone shows me a white Jesus, I will say that's an idol. Take it away from me. I do not worship idols. I used to have angels set up in my home on the fireplace, but I have now taken those down. But nonetheless, let's pick up in Joshua, Joshua, chapter 6, verse 18. That's where I will start, and I will read as much as I can. I want to finish this chapter today as well as chapter 7, and that means I will have to do a lot of reading, so let me get started. You know how slow I read. I'm going to try to read as fast as I can. And ye and you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accused thing, lest you make yourselves accused. When you take up the accused thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it, but all the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated. That means that they are blessed or ordained or dedicated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasure of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew the horn and trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell down flat, and that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They took Jericho. This is what we're talking about. And they utterly destroyed that. They utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass. Of course, you know an ass is a donkey with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out hence. Hence means therefore the woman and all that she has, as you swear unto her, and the young men that were spies went in and brought out she had. They brought out her, all her kindred, and left them without, and left them without the camp of Israel, and left them without the camp of Israel, and they burnt the city with fire, and all that was in there, and only the silver and gold, and the vessels of brass and iron, they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and her, and that she had, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even until this day, because she had hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured, that means charged them, that at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and buildeth this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof of his firstborn and his youngest son shall he set up the gate of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his name was read, was noise, that means spread throughout all of the country. So that is the reading of chapter 6. Now, let us get into the reading of chapter 7. But maybe I'm thinking that I should go back and review a bit about chapter 6. What they did in chapter 6 was, and many times most of you have heard that they blew their horns and they had marched around Jericho 6 times. And then on the 7th time, they marched around Jericho 7 times. And on the 7th day, and the 7th time that they marched around, they blew their trumpets. Then the walls fell down. Before they attacked the city, the 2 spies went in and got Rahab and her family and put them with Jericho. Not Jericho, but set them with, they were in the camp of Israel. And she and her family, they were able to go about doing their business as usual, although she lived and all that was with her lived. Now, let's go into chapter 7 and read a bit about what's in chapter 7. Hopefully, I can read it all within the next 19 minutes. Chapter 7 of Joshua. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accused thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, that's spelled Carmi, the son of Zabdi, that's spelled Zabdi, the son of Zerah, spelled Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took the accused thing. So the son of Judah, Achan, took of the accused thing. let's see what his punishment is going to be. Just like you don't want to, you want salvation, and you will get punished if you disobey that you should, that you should not disobey. You should not disobey God. He told them they should not have taken the accursed thing, and Achan took of that accursed thing. They were to take the silver and gold and iron into the treasury for the Lord, not things that he wanted. Let's finish reading chapter 1 of the tribe of Judah took the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. One person took something that he should not have taken, and now the whole tribe of Israel is being, our father is anger against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, and is beside. Let me read verse 2 again of chapter 7 of Joshua. And Joshua sent from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Eden. That's spelled Beth Aven in the east side of Bethel. Bethel is spelled Bethel. And spake unto them, saying, go up to view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. Smite means to give them a blow or severely injure them or to kill them. To smite Ai and make all, let me read that again, and make not all the people to labor thither. That means to go to that place. Let not all the people go to that place. Let not all the people labor thither. That means, thither means to go to that place, for they are but few. So there went up thither. There went thither, that means towards that place. If you go to towards that place, for the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote, for they attacked and destroyed all them, about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gates, even Shebron. I spell it, it's spelled S-H-E-B-A-R-I-M, Shebron, and smote them in the going down before the hearts of the people melted because and became as water. And Joshua rent, he tore his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until evening died. He and the elders of Israel, and he put dust upon their heads. Let me read verse 6 again. And Joshua ran, he tore his clothes, and he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until evening died. And he and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. O Lord, what will I say when the Israelites turn their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ, that's another word for surround us about, and cut us off our names from the face of the earth. And what will you do unto your great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel has sinned, and they had transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken of the accursed thing. And remember the Achan. Well, I guess his name is spelled A-C-H-A-N, the son of Cami of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed thing. That's why Ahai beat them or smoked them the first time, smoked the 36 of their men, because Ahai had stolen something. He took the accursed thing. And he should not have, let me finish, and had also stolen and disassembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned back their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed from among you. So Joshua will have to find out who has stolen something, so he can continue on his quest, or continue on and being faithful to our Father in heaven. First thing, verse 13, up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for this day said the Lord Israel, the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord has, let me read verse 14 again. And in the morning, therefore, you shall be brought accordingly to your tribe, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord has shall come according to the families thereof, and the families which the Lord shall take shall come by the household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man, and it shall be that he that has taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, and he, burnt in front of you. I don't know why. Let's start verse 15 again. And it shall be he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, and he burnt with fire, he and all he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he has wrought folly. Well, that's shaped foolishness in Israel. I don't know why my phone is ringing. I will not be able to answer them because I'm talking to you. I will call them back after I finish reading on that program to you. So Joshua set up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken, and he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites, that's spelled Zarhite, and he brought the family of the Zerahites, Zarhite, man by man, and Zabdi, that's spelled Zabdi, was taken, and he brought the household man by man, and Achan, the son of Kemi, and the son of Zabdi, Zabdi, and Kemi is spelled Carmi, Carmi, and Zabdi, the son of Zerah, Zerah, of the tribe of Judah was taken. And Judah said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what hast thou done? Hide it not from me. And Achan, that's spelled A-C-H-A-N, answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have done. When I saw the spoils of a goodly Babylonish garment and 200,000 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold and 50 shekels of weight, then I covered them. I took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Joshua sent messengers, and they returned into the tent, and behold, it was hid in the tent, in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them up before the Lord. And Joshua said, and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, Zerah, and the son, and the silver, and the garments, and the wedge of a sword, and the, let me read verse 24 again. I have 4 minutes to read it to you. Verse 24. And Joshua and all Israel took him, took Achan and his son of Zerah, Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and brought it before them into the valley of Achor, A-C-H-O-R. And Joshua said, why has you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, and stoned and burned them with fire. Thus they had stoned them with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord burned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of this place shall, this place was called the Valley of Achor to same day. Achor is spelled A-C-H-O-R. And that ends the reading of chapter 7, as well as, I'm just about out of time, sheep. I want you, sheep, to read chapter 8, as well as chapter 9, if you can. And if you don't understand what I just read about Achor, who stole the accused thing, when you go into battle, you're not supposed to take any of the stuff that the Lord does not tell you to take. What the Lord told them to take was into his treasure. They were told to take silver and gold and vessels of brass, iron, and consecrate them to the Lord. But those things that Achan stole were not consecrated unto the Lord. Therefore, that again, I want you to read chapter 8 and chapter 7 of Joshua. Let us have a holy word of prayer. Let's thank our Father in heaven for all that he does for us.
Father,
thank you for allowing me to have a prayer. And unto your
help
children,
your children.
We know that those who
don't let them fall.
They are going to burn
by the side of the road.
Down.
Yes,
ma. my condolences.
And I know he got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.
See you next time.